Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This mountain of prophetic interventions, wake up to have a quiet time with God daily. First thing before you do any other thing, let it become your way of life. God first as I wake up daily. God is the power behind our sleeping at night and waking up in the morning. He is the reason we are able to go out and return home every day. Make spending a little time to pray, to praise, and to receive instruction part and parcel of your life. After receiving the audio ministration, forward it to your contact immediately. Do so daily. It is evangelism. Is a major service to God for which He will keep blessing you. Welcome to Saturday, the 24th day in August 2024. 7 days to the end of this eventful month, our month of new beginning, new chapters, new strength, and new resources. More new things in blessings shall still drop for you before we finally exit this month. Now open your hand and heart to receive more blessings and be responding with Amen, I receive it. You are the next in line for God's special favor. I see as it were a light come from heaven shining on you. I said, God, what is this? He said, I have decided to turn on my light on them for visibility. So I prophesy, you will shine for the whole world to see. God will put visibility on you, your children, and all you do, and your family also as well. The light of heaven will shine on you for progress and for divine speed. I am hearing visibility, opportunity, viability, longevity. Those are the things I'm receiving for you. Receive it. Oh, receive it in Jesus' name. Someone is listening to me now. You are somewhat confused about decision on certain issues of your life, and yet you don't want to make mistake. You are confused whether to say yes or no to a particular proposal or decision, whether to travel out of the country and relocate or to remain in your country, whether to take up a particular job or not, and whether to make investment into a business or keep your assets or your money where they are, whether to resign from your present job and start on your own or to still remain there, whether to marry that man or that woman, and so on and so forth. You are not too sure, and yet you don't want to make mistake. You need direction. Do this. Lay your right hand on your chest and let me pray. I prophesy over you. God will give you direction. You will hear His voice in your spirit. You will know exactly what to do. Take a day or a moment off, 3 to 4 hours, all alone with God, meditating, worshiping. He will talk to your spirit. He will give you perfect direction. I prophesy you will have no regret. Someone is physically, emotionally stressed. Another person financially and maritally stressed. Economic situation, your work situation, all such people, receive your strength back now. Stress and struggles broken and taken off your life. Say Amen. God will give everyone listening to me today divine speed. Today's special prayer is for students. Knowledge seekers, I call them. Seekers in all categories, from primary, secondary, tertiary, postgraduate, professionals. Find some document, a biro, a book, or an item connected to your studies. Hold it towards your chest. I prophesy. Receive anointing for brilliance, anointing for wisdom, for excellence, and distinction. High grade, your testimony will be loud. Your result will be wonderful. Say Amen. Listeners, I pray and prophesy as I receive from God every day. These prophetic declarations and prayers will change the trajectory of your life and destiny. Say Amen. Tomorrow's special prayer is for preachers, ministers of God, or ministers of the gospel. Get ready. August 24, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark August 24 yearly in good health, in prosperity and power. Say Amen. Happy birthday. Today is our weekly communion service. Get your communion element ready. We will climax this ministration in communion today. Let's go on to testimonies. Listen, learn and be connecting to it for your own divine interventions. First testimony today. I joined TPGF in 2020 at a time when my life lacked direction with constant feelings of confusion. I kept following the teachings and sowing the seed, and God has been so good to me and my family. Today, I have grown in faith. I have peace and direction, completed my master's, and relocated to UK with my family. I am truly blessed. Daddy, please pray for God to establish us in this new land. Oh, consider it done. God will establish you and make you great in that new land. Another one. Yes, he said, every member of TPGF, join me to praise the Lord. I have come to return all the glory to our God in heaven, who gave my son and his wife a bountiful baby boy. It was a safe delivery, like an Hebrew woman. Praise God with me. Wow. We rejoice with you. More of them will come. And everyone desiring same, connect. Your own testimony too will come. Another testifier. I give glory to Almighty God for using that Femi Emmanuel for us. My testimonies. Yesterday, 28th of August, Daddy said we should walk to a nearest door and knock, open, and make some declaration. I did. And around 6 p.m. of same day, a sum of 20K was sent to me from where I least expected. And I was sort of broke and was looking for help. I was very, very happy, as if it was more than that. The God of our daddy has come, is our real Baba. My tithe has been sent to the access account of the commission. Wow. You see, send tithe on 20K. Oh my God. God will open his heaven over you for abundance. Somebody said, lost but found item anointing upon Daddy Femi Emmanuel. My costly missing ring that I never gave up on was found where I had once searched. It is only God that could have done this for me. Praise the Lord. Anointing for lost and found. Strong hair. Somebody said, my Turning Point Global family, please help me to praise our God for the successful graduation of my second daughter as an accountant. Our daddy, more anointing, sir. Wow, our children are shining all over the world. They will shine more. Somebody said on Sunday, 4th of August, during the healing prayers, daddy said someone had not used toilet for 2 days and they asked that person to jump up 7 times. I had been having issue with my bowel movement and had even used Andrew liver salt. No dice. Since that jumping, that action, I have been healed. Number two, the same day, daddy asked us to do good and bless someone in church, which I prayerfully did. The lady called me later explaining I was God sent because she and her family have been struggling to eat for days. No money. Daddy, please pray that God will continue to use me as a channel of blessing. Consider it done. He will give you resources, backup and direction, and all listeners, the same prayer I say for you. Somebody said, I want to thank God because he saw me through the journey of my academics. I am now a graduate. Good result in all my examinations, provisions of everything I needed through the journey of my academics. God never fails me. Whenever I call upon him, he always answers. Daddy, I want you to pray. I want you to pray for me concerning a better state for my NYSC and a good job. Consider it done. Another testifier, my left arm had been aching for some time. This morning, I rubbed anointing oil and immediately the ache stopped. Everyone with ache in any part of your body, rub oil there now. Something will move. Another one, I want to thank God for his hands upon my business and family. Thanking God for NAFDAC numbers approved for my products. Daddy, pray for more breakthroughs in my business. Wow. Everyone trusting God for approval on one thing or the other, receive your own miracle. Another testifier, indeed, I am truly blessed. I want to appreciate God, my son's WAEC result. He cleared all his result with good grades. Daddy, please pray that my children are granted visa to join me here in UK next month. Thanksgiving seed has been sent. God has granted that desire. You will give testimony on it very soon. Somebody said, I want to thank God for the salvation of my soul. God has been gracious to me and my family. I want to testify to his goodness. I spoke to a friend abroad and said that I want to buy a 64 gig RAM laptop. And he asked me how much. He just bought it without me paying anything. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in my sight. Thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving seed has been sent to the GT account of the commission. Daddy, please pray that God will perfect myself and my family relocation abroad. Your desires are hereby granted you. Another one. God provided my husband a job without even applying. Number two, financial blessings. God always show up for my finances. Healings for me and my children. Protection all round. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. And thank you, Daddy, for your prayers. May God put the anointing on you. We never run dry. Amen. Testimonies, testimonies, testimonies. You shall be the next to testify. Please forward this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Pay your tithe faithfully, devotedly, and committedly. Then sow the seed, the battle seed, the thanksgiving seed, the partnership commitment seed, and the monthly sacrificial seed, and other seed that God may lay on your heart. I say this almost daily, intentionally, deliberately, to build a culture or DNA of tithing and seed sowing into our lives. If you want us to send you a commission's account for your tithing and seed sowing, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. Do your tithing daily. Don't listen to whatever controversy and confusion some people are making about tithing on social media. No, block them. Don't listen to them. Tithing and seed sowing to grow God's kingdom are things we are going to do as long as we live. And it opens God's heaven over us, rebuke devourers, and make our blessing transgenerational. Do it with joy every day. Now take the communion and let me pray over it. I pray and prophesy over the element of his body, his flesh, and his blood. Whatever cannot conquer the blood will not conquer you. Jesus has been beaten. He suffered for you. All that Jesus suffered for you, you will not suffer it again. Whatever you connect this communion to today shall become your testimonies. It is blessed in Jesus' name. Pray more on the communion element, and when you are done, eat and drink, giving glory to God. Your miracle, your healing, your lifting will start in earnest. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.